Every year, more than 80,000 people visit the ER for gunshot wounds. After 17-year-old James Harris survived a shooting that claimed the life of his best friend, his life changed in many ways. Reporting from Hartford, Connecticut, Guns in America's Ryan Lindsay spoke with James and his mother.
James Harris is not who he used to be since his best friend, Carlonzo Taylor, was shot and killed in December 2018. They were together that day. In the emergency rooms of two different hospitals in Hartford, James became the survivor.
He stopped going to the doctors because he was just like, what's the use? Stopped going to therapy, he was just like, what's the use?
That's James' mom, Renee White. She said her son was frustrated that he couldn't do much with his left arm after he got shot.
He just lost a love of everything, like I said, like cutting hair, fixing cars, fixing bikes, riding bikes, even down to like tightening his locks. He just didn't do anything.
James is soft-spoken. It's easy to get lost in the sadness of his big brown eyes that communicate a pain beyond his physical injuries. He'll talk about them, but not his emotional ones.
My arm was swollen and then my stomach felt like really tight. So I couldn't like really move, I was stiff.
A recent study found that gunshot survivors experience chronic pain, post-traumatic stress disorder, and other physical and mental health challenges at rates higher than survivors of other traumatic injuries. And those can be compounded by emotional stressors. James couldn't even go to Carlonzo's funeral.
I had a bunch of open wounds, so I couldn't really like leave the house.
James said Carlonzo has visited him in his dreams before. Every morning before school, they'd meet up. Eventually, James went back to school, but not for long.
James tried to go to school to please me, to shut me up, but he didn't do it because it was something that he wanted to do. And it was kind of like me trying to force him to live when he probably just wanted to, like he said, lay down and sleep, not to rest, but just to cope.
Renee saw a sense of fear developing inside of her son.
Some days he would be ready and willing to go. He'll look outside at the world and he's like, I don't really feel like it's too safe. That type of look on his face, and like he would just, and I would just say, you know, you just go lay down.
The feeling of the world closing in on you is not uncommon for gunshot survivors. They can become fearful of the places they used to feel safe in, their neighborhoods and places they used to hang out. Sasa Harriet runs Harriet Home Health Solutions, a Hartford-based home nursing company.
We can see the physical wounds, but at times we can't see the emotional ones and the trauma of not being able to hear loud noises, you know, hearing of other shootings in the community that is a trigger.
Harriet says recovery is different for everyone.
Recovery for them is sometimes not regaining, you know, where they were before the incident. It's just to have control and power over what happens to them going forward, and not just feel powerless, to just have this feeling of giving up or believing that everyone else is moving on and going to give up on them.
Renee, James's mother, is upset with Bill Moore, the 24-year-old who shot her son.
He injured James beyond probably what he can understand. He injured James physically. He injured James emotionally. He broke James's trust in me and the world. He did so much damage.
And she's upset that Moore fatally shot Carlonzo, taking away her son's best friend, a mother's only son, and a young man who everyone said was kind, honest, and had a bright future ahead of him.
His mom can go to jail to see him. Nobody can go and see Carlonzo ever again.
It's coming up on 2 years since the shooting. Renee says James is starting to open up more, but is still quietly dealing with everything that happened. For Guns in America, I'm Ryan Lindsay.